Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, we've seen a bump in wheat prices over the last month, and I understand you have some good and bad market news to tell us about. Let's get it over with and start with the bad news first.
Yeah, I like to get that bad news over with, and there's quite a bit of it. I think the first thing we'd have to, and we've talked about it quite a bit, is the world's wheat stocks are the supply of wheat. You know, ending stocks are projected right now to be a record 9.2 billion bushels. Russia, for the first time that I ever remember, will be the number one exporter in wheat. Right now, they're projected to export 1.1 billion bushels. The former Soviet Union countries, those three, are projected to be exporting 2 billion bushels of wheat. That's our market. You look at the United States, our exports are projected to be 975 million bushels. You can look at the planted acres for this next year. Russia, Ukraine, France, all projected to have slightly higher planted acres with current prices, where the United States is projected to have lower planted acres.
Well, hopefully you can lift our spirits a little with some good news now.
Well, I think one good news is India. You know, India's had two poor crops in a row. They're importing wheat this year rather than exporting wheat. And the government, Indian government, just rescinded the taxes on importing wheat. And their imports will increase significantly. Hard red winter wheat exports for the United States is 91% higher than last year. Now, last year was relatively low, but that's a big increase. If you look at all wheat in the United States, it's only 32% above last year. So good demand for our hard red winter wheat. We've had a 34-cent increase in our basis over the last month, and I think that's positive.
Let's talk about cash prices a little bit, how they're up when we're seeing a drop in the futures price.
Well, that's where we got our 34-cent basis increase. So you look at the futures back in mid-November, it's at $4.20 on the March contract. It's now down around $4. That's 21-cent decline there. You look at cash, it was 278 in mid-November. It's around 290, 291 now. That's a 13-cent increase. So I think it's very positive, and I think it's because of the export demand for our hard red winter wheat. And that puts a period, our capitalization, on quality. You got to have quality. You got to have that protein and test weight to export and create demand.
Okay. Final word for producers?
Raise a quality product. If you have a product quality that the millers want to buy, our prices will go up.
Okay. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.